Stratford Tiger football coach Jason Tubbs joining us as the Tigers take on Prairie du Chien in round four of the WIAA Division V football playoffs. The Tigers coming off an impressive win last week against Lake Country Lutheran. Coach, let's talk about that ball game, some things that impressed you about the Stratford play of last week.
Yeah, I thought overall we did a nice job on defense, really holding them to a field goal after a turnover and then a late touchdown. But overall, I think we held them to the three first downs until the fourth quarter, and we caused some turnovers, which is always great. And our offense did another nice job of sustaining drives and getting in the end zone. So pretty pleased with the overall team effort, and that's what you kind of need in playoffs.
And certainly it appeared that you were the more physical team in this ball game. You had thought that might occur, but it certainly did. Tell us about the physicality issue, how that played out last Friday night.
Yeah, that was definitely one of our keys to the game, that we had to be a more physical team, especially on the line of scrimmage. And the teams that Lake Country Lutheran struggled with in the season, based on film, those teams were bigger and stronger, and you could tell it. You know, so our guys took it as a challenge to be the more physical team, and it's great to see them step up and do it.
Delia Kaitis doing the game with us last Friday night. Very impressed by the play of your offensive line, especially the left side. You went there quite a bit last Friday night. Tell us about those young men and the effect they had on the ballgame.
Yeah, they had their better D lineman on the right side, and they did not switch him. You know, so we always try to find the weaknesses of the defense and attack it. And so Drew Gage and Carter Lewick, being an experienced lineman, and Walker White's in the middle there, did a great job. You know, and then also Alec Chapel and Caleb Wrench. You know, those two guys that are tight end wingback that do a great job down blocking as well to set up Reed and Brooks and Jack to run the ball.
Coach, tell us about that running attack this year, because as you mentioned, we talked a few weeks ago, you don't have Kohler out there running anymore, but it's really three or four guys doing a good job as a tandem. Tell us how they've worked well together this year.
Yeah, Reed and Brooks do a great job switching every other play, so they stay fresh on defense. We trust them to run the plays in and get it correct to our quarterback, you know, and then Jack kind of looks over things on the defense and sees what's available and talks with Coach Belter, our offensive coordinator, and then he'll call his own number sometimes on audibles if he feels that he can get some yards, and so far so good. And, you know, once in a while we'll mix in a little Caleb Wrench on some of our counters, and just to keep teams guessing on which way we're going.
How much freedom does Jack have to maybe make a change or call a different play at the line of scrimmage?
Well, you know, now with 20-plus games under his belt as a varsity starter, he's got a lot of flexibility. You know, Coach Belter will tag whether or not he wants it to be an RPO, you know, or give him choice. Say, hey, if you don't like it, call an audible. You know, so those two are always in constant communication, and it's good to see that. I think they're working together and they're in the same mind.
What does it mean to you to have a team go this far to the state semifinal round?
Yeah, it's another great accomplishment for this Stratford program. You know, since I've been here, it's been a quality program every year. I feel like you have a chance to get down to Madison and play for a championship. And this team is one of those teams that, you know, is trying to do that same thing. And, you know, one win away from getting down to Madison again. And being my kid's senior year, it's also very nice to watch it come to fruition.
What is that atmosphere like in Stratford in the football program that makes a young man understand that state championship is a goal every year?
Yeah, I think that, you know, they see it every time they go into the gym. They see what other teams have worked their tails off to pursue and get a chance to play for that trophy. And I think they see it on TV. They see it, you know, with their alumni parents and trophy cases. And it's just something that they feel it's in their blood.
Let's talk about the opposition on Friday night. Prairie du Chien, give us your thoughts about this matchup.
Yeah, they're big and strong and physical, and they have a kid that's going to Indiana to play Division I football. So they're well coached. They play in a good conference with Platteville and teams like Lancaster, who has a lot of history as well. And, you know, so we feel, you know, we have chances to, we got to make sure we be opportunistic in defense and try to slow their best player down and try to create some turnovers and just play smart football on offense, get first downs, and see if we can score on them.
The player you mentioned there for Prairie du Chien, Theory, tell us about what he does for them and what your defensive plan might be for him.
Yeah, when he's in the backfield, he'll be 9 yards deep in the backfield in the I formation usually, and trying to get a full steam ahead, and he's 225 pounds. So we definitely got to tackle low. We got to get our pad level down. And then when he splits out as a wide receiver, you know, he's a 6'5 kid that can jump. He's athletic. He's on the track, Division II podium in hurdles. He's a podium wrestler. So we know he's a tough kid. He's going to be a tough task for our guys. But we feel like, you know, our scheme with Coach Lehman does a great job of putting our guys in 1 to 2 to 5 hats to him every single time.
Anything about playing at Wisconsin Dells that being a factor for this ball game?
Last time I was there for football is when I was playing my junior year, and we qualified for the playoffs. So, but it's on a different field. But you know, I was from Toma, and Wisconsin Dells is in our conference. So, you know, I heard it's a great field. So, looking forward to it.